Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. It's a new day, it's a new week, it's a new Monday. And again, something that is not new is that we've seen Bitcoin and many of the top 10 do this silly spike game yet again. Now, I don't know really what's going on out there. I wish I did. I wish I understood this more. It seems, I hate to say it, but it really does seem like there's been some manipulation. Interestingly, this time the manipulation is to the upside. Now, people were talking about manipulation to the downside a little while ago. If you recall that, I mean, I hear it all the time, and I don't really hocus pocus it. But the thing is that there's been some steady selling waves coming in. I mean, if we look at the daily, I mean, we've been in a downtrend for quite some time. So essentially, what I'm getting at is that, you know, there might have been a little bit of manipulation going on, but the overall trend was down. It was strong to the downside. It was consistent to the downside. And when we see the spikes, they'd often be spikes to the upside, and they would sell off once again. Now, we're seeing this to the upside, the buying spikes to the upside again on Bitcoin, but they tend to hold. The issue that I've got with the market right now and trading in this market, well, on this market, particularly Bitcoin, because there's still some great trading opportunities out there, don't get me wrong. There's more than just Bitcoin that I trade. But what I'm looking at now is that these spikes, right, these spikes, they generally happen within a 5 to 15 minute window. All right, so the last one happened happened yesterday, which was for me Sunday. It happened, the majority of the move was 6575 to a peak of what, roughly 6850. So call it a $300 move to make the math simple, right? And it happened in a 15 minute candle. Very, very fast spike. Now, I'll tell you right now, nothing has happened since. Literally, nothing has happened since. The market has pulled back. It's sitting at 6748. But when I say pulled back, it's had such tiny volume. So what that tells me is the everyday participant is doing very little. Then all of a sudden, whooshka, a huge stream of buying comes in. And it sells off a bit of selling comes in. And it's hard to understand. I'm trying to work out what is the benefit here. Because often when you look at the market, you think, okay, if you're looking at how things work, how to understand certain things, you've got to think about, you know, if somebody was to be playing silly buggers, how would they benefit from this? How would they benefit from shooting the market up? Are they trying to put some stability in the market? Are they trying to hold it up? I don't know. The good thing about trading is I'm not here to think too much about what other people are doing. I do like to be informed, though, and I am starting to try and work out why they're doing this. Because what I'm trying to understand is, you know, what's the forces behind this? I just don't quite understand it at this stage. That being said, for the first time in a long time, the last few, I mean, if we talk about going from 5.8, we saw, you know, we saw a spike off of 5.772 that pushed us up into the 6.1 area, so above 6,000. Then we sold all the way back down. Then we shot up. And the last three, there's been 1, 2, 3, 4 of these big buyer events. Big spikes in the price. Now, over those last four, yes, it's pulled back, but it's been met with another big green candle. Then it's pulled back and it's been met with another green candle. And it's slowly slinking higher. It's ugly. It's not tradable right now, but it is slinking higher. And of course, that brings me to the daily chart now. The daily, we have got a break above the high of our last higher low. Sorry, lower high. We have had a break above the 6796. We have got above 6800. But again, it's not for me to be too excited about, just simply because it happened on that mega spike. So we're sitting right now at a point at which, if we continue to grind higher, we're looking, you know, if we can get above the high of yesterday's candle at 6843. We can start to look at this as being a recovery. Okay. Now, when I say recovery, we don't have a daily uptrend solidified yet. We've got a better than average, or we've got more bullish than bearish on the daily at that point, if we can get above there. But if we look at the weekly again, we need to understand that we are still in a strong downtrend. We haven't seen any significant buying coming in just yet. We are definitely not out of the woods, is what I'm trying to tell you guys. So just be careful. Continue to trade and manage your risk. Be very careful. Look, things are going to get much clearer soon. I'm sure of that. You know, markets will provide us with more opportunities. Now, when I go through and do my top 100 scans each day, we're still finding good trades. I mean, there have been some great trades. We've been stalking NEO for quite some time to the upside. And of course, NEO has been providing opportunities and it has been moving to the upside. Some of the other top 10 markets, not quite as satisfactory. Litecoin, not so good. Ripple, still confused. IOTA, the same. NEO, as I say, is pretty strong. Lumen, if we can break above, I'll tell you what, if we can break above the high of 22.21 cents, that is, then we'll be in an uptrend, and then it's all on for young and old. Cardano, also quite average. EOS, the same. Bitcoin Cash, still looking quite bearish. Ethereum, actually, has broken above. We've got a higher low and now a higher high on Ethereum. The strongest of the top 10 right now. It has been playing along with those big green candles, but it's been trending a little bit better. Still not really that amazing yet. We haven't got those amazingly strong trends yet, but I can tell you Ethereum against the dollar is currently uptrending. Bitcoin still looking a little bit average. If we can clear yesterday's highs, then we've got half a chance of having a decent sort of a move there. So I'm really looking forward to this week. Should be very, very interesting. There's no doubt about that. I'll keep you guys informed each and every day. Tune in. Make sure you're listening. And if you haven't already, guys, you can follow me on Facebook at Trader Cobb, and you can also go ahead and follow me on TradingView now. Just look for me on TradingView, where you get your charts from, Trader Cobb. You can give me a follow there. And also, of course, on Twitter at Trader Cobb. So, guys, have a fantastic day. If you haven't already got the bi-weekly video newsletter, go ahead and get it done. Visit TraderCobb.com, and you can just click on that, and you'll get free videos from me. Have a great day, and I'll speak to you again tomorrow. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.